Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Retirement's a very kind of interesting time, and you got some information on that.
Yeah. So many of us know at this point someone who is going to retire. Maybe it's us ourselves thinking about retirement. But many of those retirees often experience the process of thinking about life after work in stages. Because at a glance, it may seem like it's a magical time of our life, you know, that everyone is ready for. We've waited kind of our whole life of work to come to this final day. But among those terms, you know, that we often associate with retirement, maybe freedom or independence, flexibility, that relaxation that we're all looking forward to, there's one more that many experience as well, which is anxiety. I think many of us always dream of the day that we have the opportunity to get to the final stage where we have had a long career, we're ready to retire, enjoy the rest of our days while living a healthy lifestyle, doing whatever it is that we want. Maybe it's traveling the world, maybe it's going to a few more of the grandkids' activities, or maybe spending more time as a volunteer for our favorite local organization, or even maybe spending more time in the garden. But there's also some apprehension that goes along with the excitement of reaching that retirement age. And retirement may follow in a couple of stages that we might want to be aware of as we start to think about retirement or know someone who's thinking about retirement. So the first is the pre-retirement, the dreaming and planning stage. It's almost retirement time. Maybe you're feeling the excitement and sometimes anxiousness that comes with that. As retirement is still a few years away, maybe you're getting impatient about it, making plans for the big day. Most people shift their attention from building their careers to developing their financial plans for retirement. Am I quite ready to pull the plug yet on retirement? Maybe you're planning for extended beyond financial planning. Maybe you're wanting to, again, travel or, you know, do some relaxation. So in preparation for retirement, remember to pay attention to your emotional and social needs as well, which leads us to the next step, which is the honeymoon or I'm free stage, and the best part of the retirement, but it's also the most deceptive. This stage usually involves reconnecting with family and friends and maybe spending time on hobbies that we wanted to do for years. Maybe it's traveling or starting a new business. There's those who opt to rest and relax after working for many years. But as retirement approaches, you begin to maybe contemplate how you would like to spend the rest of your life and the joys in taking part of those new activities. The joy in taking part in those new activities only lasts for so long. There's definitely a wall that some people might hit after they've accomplished their quote-unquote bucket list. Some might feel bored, perhaps lack a sense of purpose, and just miss that overall simulation that they have of the workplace or having checked off items off their bucket list, which leads to the next stage of the stages, which is reorientation. This is often considered the most challenging stage of retirement. It's after the retirees complete their retirement to-do list, maybe feel the loss of purpose. Maybe they assess their experiences, having a sense of meaningful purpose in life can maybe make us fall into a rut of maybe a depression. But incorporate new fun activities into your daily routine. Maybe pursue another passion or volunteer at some point and come up with a more realistic plan for your retirement years. It's when you move on beyond the honeymoon phase and approach the reality for a lot of us. Some of the new routines may include living a healthier lifestyle, maybe thinking about what the future holds and how to prepare for that. There's a lot of thoughts and processes that can go into this. Then it can include deciding how to enjoy spending their time and also how not to stretch themselves too thin when you're making that realistic new expectation for yourself. You know, at first, having the extra time at home may be great, but eventually you might experience some boredom and you might become a little lonely, not knowing what to do. It can be a difficult time, which leads to disenchantment or is this really it phase. Maybe you realized that retirement is not what you expected and you may encounter this stage. there is a possibility that you will feel disappointed and disillusioned. Maybe playing your favorite sport may have lost the appeal that you used to have when you play it now every day. Maybe hobbies seem boring. Maybe travel becomes mundane and expensive. Boredom can set in when you feel like you have run out of ways to fill your day. At this point, it's important to define success for yourself and your own purpose, which leads us to our retirement routine and moving on. You may find yourself settling into a new, more normal routine after the initial excitement, shock, and highs and lows of retirement have wore off. Finding the stability and routine, to start up at 15 years after retirement, this is the stage you've accepted your retirement, identity, created routine that works for you. This may be spending more time with family and friends who energize you, you and more meaningful activities and hobbies. Maybe it's the stability of this phase that never ends. As you age, you may return to one of those other phases and then return back to the stability stage. The process of retirement is a long one. Feeling positive does not happen overnight. There is the possibility that you may not experience all these stages, and they may be out of order for you, but also knowing that these stages can make your transition a little easier. If you know, oh, this is kind of normal, or maybe my friend or coworker who just retired is also feeling these too, but connecting with yourself and discovering your retirement purpose requires, helps you get clarity, and the right mindset, tools, and support system will enable you to succeed at retirement. The earlier we start thinking about this time frame that we're going through and the goals that we are going to have during retirement, the better off that we'll be. So, again, volunteering is a great way to do that. Research shows that the majority of volunteers are older adults. If you're nervous about volunteering, whether you know anybody, rest assured that the people that you're going to be volunteering along with during the day are probably in the similar stages of life, and you'll make some new friends. What I encourage older adults to do is to think about the major issues in your local community and decide where you can make the biggest difference and engage in those things to help other people, which, leads us to our final stage of biggest difference and engage in those things to help other people. After decades of work, retiring from the workforce may feel liberating, but finally you can spend more time with family, participating in activities you enjoy, hopefully, and starting your bucket list. Retirement is a roller coaster of emotions and adventures, both fun and nerve-wracking. But by knowing these stages, you can recognize when this is coming and take the measures ahead of time. For more information on financial information and retirement, feel free to reach out to me at jmcnally@ksu.edu or 785-828-4438.
Well, it's important to find that purpose. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridian Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.